Under current law, sheriff's departments are required to confiscate guns from anyone who's been convicted of a domestic violence crime or had a domestic violence restraining order imposed against them. But these offenders can petition the court to get their guns back after they've been released from jail or the restraining order has been lifted. But the problem is, state statute prohibits both the courts and law enforcement officials from getting information about the mental health history of the person trying to get his or her gun back. Walworth County Sheriff David Graves says what's odd is that gun dealers can get access to those mental health records.
If you walk into a gun dealer and you're going to buy a weapon, the gun dealer can try to get the same information. They at least get a thumbs up or a thumbs down. They don't get any details. They just say, yes, this person can own a gun. No, they can't. We cannot find out that information, though.
But a bill just introduced in the legislature could change that. Graves says he's not sure why judges and law enforcement officials were ever barred from getting the same information available to gun dealers, but he says he's confident the proposed change in the law will assure that guns aren't returned to people who are mentally unstable.
You know, we're not asking for in-depth information. We don't need to know the details. You know, we just want to know if we're giving the weapons back to a person who can have them.
So far, there's no opposition to the proposed change, and it's likely the legislature will vote on the measure soon. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.